Jim Rohn once observed, "Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune." While the statement may seem exaggerated at first, history provides remarkable examples that illustrate its deeper truth. Formal education can provide valuable knowledge, credentials, and technical skills. However, self-education is often what develops vision, creativity, adaptability, leadership, and the ability to recognize opportunities that others miss. Many of the world's most successful entrepreneurs demonstrate this principle. Bill Gates left Harvard to build Microsoft. Steve Jobs dropped out of Reed College before co-founding Apple. Michael Dell left the University of Texas to grow Dell computers from his dorm room. Larry Ellison, founder of Oracle, never completed college. And David Geffen, who built one of the world's largest entertainment empires, also left college early. Add names like Mark Zuckerberg, John Coombe, Richard Branson, and Ted Turner, and a clear pattern begins to emerge. Their success was not caused by dropping out of college. Rather, these individuals became relentless, lifelong learners. They educated themselves through books, mentors, experimentation, failure, observation, and an insatiable curiosity. They understood that graduation is not the end of learning, it is only the beginning. Formal education serves an important purpose. It teaches foundational knowledge, exposes students to different disciplines, and prepares many people for careers in medicine, engineering, law, education, and countless other professions. Society depends upon highly trained professionals, and colleges remain essential institutions for many occupations. Yet formal education also has limitations. Universities generally teach established knowledge rather than emerging opportunities. Curricula often change slowly while technology, markets, and society evolve rapidly. Students may become highly skilled employees but receive little instruction in entrepreneurship, negotiation, investing, communication, leadership, sales, or personal finance, skills that often determine financial success. Self-education fills these gaps. It is driven not by grades or assignments, but by personal ambition. A self-educated person asks, "What do I need to learn next?" They read biographies of successful people, study psychology, economics, history, communication, and leadership. They listen to podcasts while driving, take online courses, attend seminars, seek mentors, and constantly refine their thinking. Most importantly, they apply what they learn. The greatest fortunes are often created by solving problems, recognizing trends, and taking calculated risks. These abilities are rarely mastered in a classroom alone. They require initiative, resilience, and continuous learning in the real world. Perhaps the greatest advantage of self-education is that it never ends. Technology will continue to transform every industry. Artificial intelligence, automation, and globalization will reward those who continually reinvent themselves. Those who stop learning may find yesterday's knowledge becoming obsolete, while lifelong learners remain adaptable and valuable. Jim Rohn's quote is ultimately not an argument against college. It is an argument against believing that college is enough. A diploma may open the first door, but it is curiosity, discipline, and a commitment to lifelong learning that open every door afterward. In today's rapidly changing world, your greatest investment is not simply in your education. It is in your continued self-education. That investment has no ceiling, and its returns can last a lifetime.